Hello, can you hear me?
Hi, yeah, we got cut off there for a second.
Can you tell us what the 12 Points Festival is all about, please?
Okay, well, it's a four-night jazz festival happening in Project Arts Centre next week from Wednesday to Saturday. It's quite unique in that it's a festival of young European jazz. So it's all the artists have to be under the age of 35. We get 12 acts from 12 different European countries. And every second year is held in Dublin. Every second year it's held in another random European country. So last year we were in Portugal, and this year we're back in Dublin in Project Arts Centre. And we have an Irish band always, as well as 11 different groups. Kind of like a jazz Eurovision, for want of a better phrase. But yeah, it's very much focusing on the young artists and what's happening now in kind of a contemporary jazz scene. So it's quite an exciting sounds that come out of it.
Yeah, we were listening to Mopo earlier on. It's very
great.
Experimental.
Yeah, very experimental. A lot of high energy in it. We kind of tend to mix the artists so that we do have some more traditional jazz or straight ahead, as it would be known. And then we have a lot of artists who really just kind of cross the boundaries completely and are doing a lot of kind of poppy stuff or electronic music or folk kind of inspired. So it's a real good mix of music.
Yeah.
For anybody who's into music, not really necessarily jazz music. I think it's kind of quite genre hopping.
Yeah, and it's very much a showcase for the continent's best emerging talent, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's great jazz communities in some countries. In Ireland, we've quite a small community, having a small population, but it's really quite a thriving scene in especially Scandinavian countries or Germany. So it's great for us to tap into that and build some links, especially for our Irish artists, and to kind of have more contact with the European music scene, because I think it's only a beneficial thing, and we can also learn a lot from them and exchange artists, and we bring Irish artists to Europe then, and then they come here and kind of go back and forth like that. So it's a great way to build relationships like that for promoters and for the artists in this country. So,
and always behind a fantastic festival like this, we have the promoters and also the people who are funding it. Do you have any of them? Who's funding it?
Well, we're supported by the Arts Council. We also are supported a bit this year from the European 2013 programme, as Ireland is president of the EU for the first half of this year. So they've been helping with some of the cultural programmes, including 12 Points. We have a lot of funders right across the board. We get like help from embassies in different countries, such as the Norwegian embassy and even in Ireland, Alliance Francaise and people like that. So a lot of people are kind of helping, supporting usually the artists from their own countries to help bring them to Dublin to take part in it. But Improvised Music Company is a not-for-profit organisation, so we're very much dependent on funding to make 12 Points happen. So it's great to have so much interest and support for it. And even the Minister for Arts kind of pointed us out recently as an example of cultural innovation. And a good example of what can be done if you kind of collaborate and work together with different organisations. So we were delighted with that.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I think he's a great minister for the arts, by the way.
Yeah, no, he's great. He's doing some really interesting things this
he
year.
He is, yeah.
So best of luck to him.
More of it, minister, please. We need more money.
Yeah.
Isn't that it? And
There's even more acknowledgement of what's going on, I think, because there's a lot of people working very hard in the music and the arts world in Ireland, so it's great whenever it's acknowledged. You know, there's a lot of people give their free time, so it's good to be pointed out, I think, and for people to appreciate that.
If you were going to a gig, what would be your favourite gig out of the festival?
Oh, that's a hard one, isn't it? It is. I mean, I find that every night, the way it's been programmed by Jerry Godley, our director here, is that there's such a mix that even no matter what style of music you liked, you would find something off the axe in each night.
Yeah.
So that there's some really avant-garde kind of out there stuff, and also some really sort of lovely mellow, like the piano trio from Italy, for example, or the Greek artist. And then there's some sort of crazy stuff like the König Leopold for the Austrian guys.
Yeah.
Or just sort of more experimental stuff like you were talking about, like Soil Collectors, for example, or Mopo, the Finnish group.
Yeah.
But there's really is something for everything. And also for people, there's a lot of people like free jazz or kind of more kind of grungier stuff, such like Ozma or Cactus Truck, the Dutch guys, on Saturday. And then we have a big band, which is the first time we've ever had a big band. But again, that they're young guys from Manchester in England, like all in their 20s and 30s, kind of taking a modern twist on the big band, the traditional formula. So that's something I'm really looking forward to seeing, because it's, you know, we're all very familiar with big band and it's very popular, but they have kind of taken it to a different direction. So it'll be a great closer on Saturday night, I think, for the whole thing.
Absolutely fantastic. Now, how much is it going to cost me to go?
Okay, the daily tickets, so there's three acts on every night, and daily tickets are either 15 or 12 euro. And then there's also a festival pass available, which if you're very keen on it all, you can go to all four nights for 40 euro. So that's quite a bargain, I think, if you're very much into your jazz. And that's the 12 artists over four nights, so Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday night. And it starts at 7:30 on the dot in Project Arts Centre. Doors are open from 7 and we'll be going until about 11 o'clock.
Excellent. And if anybody wants to get this information, or have you got a website?
Yeah, you can get more information on the festival and the artists on 12points.ie, and tickets are available through entertainment.ie or else through Project Arts Centre, either their box office or their website as well. You can buy tickets online there as well as entertainment.ie.
That's absolutely fantastic, Aoife. I'll probably see you down there.
Brilliant. Hope to see you there.
Okay, thanks, Aoife. Bye.
Bye-bye.